Perek Chafbez Mishnah Dalid Nos Nintav Shalasoch HaBor. You can take a dish, a pot full of food, and you could stick it in an empty well, Bishvil Shehe Shamur, so that it should be guarded there. It'll keep the food warm. And we're not worried that you're going to smooth out the basin, the bottom of the pit, which would be a malacha of Bona or Choresh or something, depending on exactly where, what the arrangement is. You can even take a container of nice, good drinking water, let's say a thermos, and stick it in cold, nasty water, bishvil sheyitzana, that it should be cold, and you don't worry about shemayatmin beremetz, that maybe you're going to put it in, we talked about this earlier in the fourth parak, you don't worry that you're going to put it in something that's hot and you're going to stoke the coals. And you can put a thermos of cold water into the front yard so that it warms up a little bit and there's no problem. You don't have to worry again that you're going to do hatmana. Next case, different area of halacha. Let's say you walked home on Shabbos and you got caught in a monsoon. You're soaking wet. You can walk with them and you don't have to worry that somebody's going to think, oh, you laundered them on Shabbos. Everybody knows you got caught in a rainstorm. You got to the outer chatzer, the outer courtyard of your house. Shotchan bechama, you spread them out in the sun, avolo keneged ha'am, but not where people can see them, because if they see clothes drying, they might think it's a marasayin problem or a chashad problem, depending on how you see this. It might look like you laundered the clothing on Shabbos. However, the Gemara has a dissenting opinion. We do not paskin like this, because the implication of this is that you're allowed to do it in a place where people can't see it. And we paskin that anything which is a problem of Maris Ayin is usur, even what's called Chadri Chadarim, in the inner room of an inner room. It doesn't matter whether people can see it or not. It's the same issue when it comes to other areas of Maris Ayin, like in the old days when they used to have almond milk and meat in the times of the Ramah. It's usur to violate Maris Ayin even if nobody else can see you. Mishnah Hey, Harochets B'mei Ma'ara, somebody who washes in Mei Ma'ara, which means, what do you call it? They're using washing their hands or their face or their feet on Shabbos with cave water, or the water of Tveria, Venistapag, and they dry off. If they're drying off by themselves, afilo be'esra luntios, even with 10 different towels, lo yavim biyado, there's a special restriction that you're not allowed to carry these towels. Why? Because we're worried that you're going to be sochitem. Now, it's also true in general that we have an issa drabanan, that you're not allowed to take a shower anyway, but this is the case where a guy did that, was wrong to do that, but he took a shower. Now you have to be careful not to carry the towels, because we're worried that if you carry the towels, you're going to violate schita. However, let's say you have a bunch of people, avla sarpane adam, you have 10 men, mistabkin baluntas achas, penemi deim ragleim, they're washing their hands, feet, and their face, and that's going to be motor on Shabbos. And since you have 10 people, they're all using the same towel, like it's very hamish, like in our shtiebel growing up, mevian oso biyadan. Even if it's very wet, you're allowed for those people to carry the towel back home from the place where they're washed. Of course, in those days, they didn't have running water. So the issur drabanan doesn't apply. Why? Because you have 10 people there. They're going to remind each other, make sure not to violate schita. Now, we know that this heter of part of yad of raglav, of washing your hands, feet, and your face, hands, and feet, that's something that we are going to be doing, but not, especially being careful, not our hair, because there is, even though midaraisa in schita b'seir, there's no problem of squeezing out water from your hair on a biblical level, but midrabanan, there is schita b'seir. So when we wash our face, we just want to make sure not to squeeze any water out of our hair.